Hi guys, welcome back to the Lioness Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Leanne.
And I'm Kelly.
And sadly, Steph couldn't make it today, and hopefully she'll be back next week. But today's topic is going to be meditation. Yeah. So we're not experts in meditating or anything, but we're definitely going more that way. Been much more interested in taking up a meditation practice. It is difficult to keep it up, though, I will admit. So it's not as easy as you might think, because actually sitting down with no phone, no music, no distractions, and facing yourself and nothing else, it's actually quite a task. So
I think most people find it hard. I've probably only meditated about 5 times.
Yeah, I think you've meditated a few more times than that, but yeah, it's...
Yeah, I can't get into it. It's definitely something that a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah. Do you feel like it is something that could benefit you?
Yeah, I can understand how it might benefit, but I definitely haven't done it enough to feel any kind of benefit yet.
I think that even when you do just do it now and again, you are able to even feel just a little bit of something, even just if you do it once in a blue moon. I think it does tend to relax you, you feel just a little bit less weighed down.
And the chatter.
Yeah.
It slows you down.
Yeah, you can find yourself just fighting your own thoughts the whole time, which is, you know, something that can hold a lot of people back because they find they can't clear their thoughts and they just get frustrated, and that's almost the opposite of what you're supposed to be feeling when you're meditating, because it's supposed to be a relaxing experience.
Yeah, I think to get into it is good to start with a really low amount of time. So you could even start just 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Probably what I should do.
Yeah, and I find the shorter the time, the easier it is to sort of push yourself through it, knowing like, okay, it's just 5 minutes, it's just 10 minutes. But I do find when I have sat down for the few long meditations that I have done, so I once did an hour, I don't know how, now that I think back, that was probably the best meditation I ever did, that I was using music for that. And I also did a half an hour meditation in nature when I was on holiday last week. Which was really nice as well. So I do find there's so much benefit in pushing through that difficulty of staying in meditation for that long, because it's, if you don't allow yourself to relax, it can be very difficult, you know?
Yeah.
So
what was that? You did half an hour in nature just in silence.
So yeah, I did that it was not music, but the bowls, the singing bowls.
So
kind of music. Yeah.
Sounds.
Yeah, I did. I find with the longer ones, it is easier for me personally to go into them with some kind of tool, like a sound.
Don't you have some kind of app that you use that could be helpful?
Yeah, so the app that I use sometimes, not all the time, but it definitely, if I'm using music,
Or the sounds,
or also guided, so people's voices like guiding you.
They're probably the guided ones is a really good one to get started, because it's literally telling you what to do,
what to think about, so you don't have to fight your own thoughts.
Yeah, you're following a guide basically, and it helps. It sort of teaches you to focus just on that one thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a great way to get started if you have a very chattery mind. I did. Probably every day, at least 15 minutes on a timer with no music. So I use this app, Insight Timer, which is completely free, and it's very similar to the Headspace app, but the Headspace app you do have to pay for, I believe. I've never tried it, but from all the features it has, they sound like very similar to the features of this app that I use that is free, which is the Insight Timer. And they do have... certain people you can subscribe to courses and things which you do have to pay for, but majority of it is free, and that's why I really like to use this app, because then if you're not going to use it all the time, you're not going to feel like a, this pressure of, oh, I'm paying for it, you know? Or maybe paying for it is the kind of pressure you need to keep up your meditation practice. It's whatever works for you. But the one thing I will say about these apps is something where I'm quite a competitive person. So on the app, they have like points or rewards. So if you do 50 days of meditation, you get a milestone, but they don't have to be in a row. But if you do 10 days in a row, you get a milestone. And then I did 9 days and missed a day, and it really annoyed me. So I did 9 days in a row and missed a day, so I didn't get my milestone. And that just, I don't know how I don't feel great about that, because I don't think meditation needs to have that kind of pressure, where especially people like me, who will put pressure on myself at any opportunity, you know. So then you get something like that in the app and you just think, God, I've not got that milestone yet, and you know, it's not going anywhere.
I think meditation's supposed to take pressure off.
Exactly. So I will just warn you, best to ignore that part of the app. That's what I'm trying to, because I missed a day and then it just almost put me off meditating altogether, because I was like, you know, so annoyed at myself. I'd done so well, you know, I'd kept up 9 days in a row, and then I flipping, you know, had a stressful day where I just woke up late, didn't do my morning meditation, went through the whole day, kept saying I'll do it later, and never got around to doing it. And then there I was, I missed my 10th milestone. Or you do feel more benefits from meditating when you keep it up every day. So I noticed that because I kept it up pretty much every day on holiday, and then I kept it up for a few days when I got back. But of course, life can get stressful when you get back from holiday, and you know, that one day I woke up late and it all went to pot. But we will get back on track, because I do know there's so many benefits to it. And when I was spending, like, I was meditating sometimes two times a day on holiday, so in the morning and in the afternoon, evening. But every time I meditated on holiday, I meditated out on the cliff side, so it was out in nature, facing the ocean, just no one around, surrounded by the lava stone, because I went to an island that was a volcanic island, so there was so much lava stone, which, if you know anything about crystals, lava stone is really healing and grounding. So I felt like it really helped me anchor back to myself, because that's just something I've been struggling with in general, is like feeling this almost numbness to things going on in life, where this has been probably my hardest year. Yet I found myself turning numb rather than feeling through what's going on with me. And when you're able to meditate and anchor back into yourself and ground yourself, that's can be really beneficial for processing those blocks, because you can ignore things, but they will just come with you. They just hold within you, deep within, and they can actually affect things in your life if you're not dealing with them, if you're not facing them. So I think meditation can really help us sort of face things within ourselves that maybe we don't like to spend time looking at so much, or feeling things we don't allow ourselves to feel, because you don't have any distractions. Because you can sometimes feel yourself feeling things, and instead of going into that, you like will pull your thoughts away, distract yourself, put on a YouTube video or put on the Netflix or whatever, and just try not go into that pain, but it's still going to be there. You're just numbing over it, right? And I think meditation can really help you just bring that stuff to the surface and release it.
Yeah, clears the noise as well, so you can really focus. And I think doing it in nature really helps, because it helps you connect more, because the energy is really assisting you for that sort of thing.
And another form of meditating in itself is walking in nature. You don't even have to be sat with your eyes closed. So if you're out walking the dog, if you're on your own, you can really utilize that time and space where you're out, where you can really take that meditative mindset on.
Yeah, you can do a active meditation where you are just being completely present. You could just be walking the dog in nature. You could just be doing the washing up, but you are being present in that moment and you are taking in everything that's happening in that moment. You're not thinking about anything else. And it is a way to bring your body back into equilibrium and make you feel, it will give you more energy just to do something simple like that as a way to practice.
Whereas if you've gone on that same walk,
you find it hard to sit down to begin with. Can it help?
And I feel like a lot of us, especially me and you, have always naturally been active meditators like that. But at the same time, you could do that same walk and spend the whole time going over things in your head, worrying about things, and you'll come back exhausted.
You have to make it a practice that you are focused on just what you're doing, everything of what you're doing, nothing else, because that's where you're bringing your focus in, and then that can help you practice to bring your focus in on your meditation, which is what you're really trying to do.
Yeah,
is block out that noise in your head, you know, everything that's going on and
because
what you're having to worry about, and you want to kind of switch that off.
Yeah,
it has the same effect. So
because it is exhausting, like when you'll find yourself so tired and you'll think, why am I even tired, you know? What have I done, really?
Constantly in your head all day.
Exactly.
And things in the future, in the past, what you need to do. The next thing, always the next thing you need to do when really...
Or catastrophizing things that could happen.
Only living in the moment where you really will feel joy and...
Yeah. You feel replenished as well. Like
practice is that, because really we should be living our whole lives present and living in the moment, but we don't.
Yeah, you know? Because when you do, you honestly, you harness energy. You do. Like you could go on that walk, and we've been on walks where we've been so present, because you can also do this with other people. You don't have to be alone, but you can do sort of co-creating meditative walks together and stuff like that.
You point out to each other things that you see and just appreciating your surroundings, and it brings you into the present moment, and it makes you take on a kind of frequency that's appreciative and grateful, which is a great starting point for bringing more things into your life that you actually want.
Yeah, and in that space, you're able to create so much magic. Like, I always remember a couple of years ago when me and you, Kel, we went randomly on a walk just around, I don't even think we had the dog, but we just went on a little walk around our village, just through the streets, but also through some like more naturey paths. And we were so present that day. Do you remember that almost the flowers we were looking at, we was just in awe. It was like it felt a little bit like we were tripping, like things were.
I think we just naturally go like that in nature anyway.
Yeah, the more we was loving and appreciating nature, the more they were popping.
Yeah.
Like these flowers were glistening and almost like moving in this magical way. And we literally were stopping nonstop, like admiring everything. And then even admiring just how beautiful the area is we live and how... Yeah. There's not loads of litter everywhere, and we were being so appreciative of that, like really appreciating what you have then and there. It will come alive and it will really make space for more positive things to come. And like,
and if you're tidy in your house, you could just be thinking about, oh, well, it'd be so nice when the house is tidy, and like I have these things that make my life easier. Like, you know, you can just appreciate the small things as well that we tend to just forget about in our rushed and worried daily minds, you know. And it's that is just a great step towards meditation. And then if you can go into meditation, it's the next best step after that. And then some people really, really get so many benefits from meditation that they do it for an hour every single day. or some people, you know, they go really far and they do it 8 hours a day.
Yeah. I just think, imagine what you could discover doing 8 hours of meditation a day for a week or something. Like, it would really take you out of whatever you're experiencing right now. Like, I know for that for sure, it would really pull you out of, because the reality that we're all living in, it's just what we've built up over experience, over time, and most of it is happening in our own heads, not even out in the physicality. So really being able to spend time within yourself to rework everything going on in your head and release certain things that aren't helping you anymore, and grow new ideas that you know you want to direct your life in. And meditation, just being with self with absolutely no distractions, you're able to really see this stuff and face this stuff more. So there are many scientific benefits that have also been proven now to benefit you. So it's like meant to be.
Yeah, it's quite normal now, isn't it, to meditate
and yeah,
be laughed at.
It's really good for your health. So it not only improves your mental health, but it also improves your physical health. So if you are having problems with your physical health, definitely meditation, as well as looking more into your diet, is going to be beneficial for that. Yeah. But I really do believe that most physical problems are a result of your lifestyle and the way that you're thinking and the way that you're living your life. It's your body trying to pull you out of a pattern or trap maybe you found yourself in. So another benefit that they say of meditation is that it can be like it can slow down the aging process. So for all yeah, you people out there, we all like the sound of that.
It reduces your stress.
It's a massive
stress
benefit.
Is basically what kills everyone.
And what ages you.
Yeah. It's not just degeneration of the brain that it can help to turn around. It's your actual physical body. It's going to be reflected in your thoughts, because it starts with your thoughts and it's reflected in your frequency and your vibration, and your body responds to how your mind is thinking. So when we're constantly worrying, stressing, the body acts as a mirror. It's the same as your thoughts, so it will act in accordance and it will let you know this is not okay, we're not going down the right path. So the more you can anchor your thoughts and get your vibration to a place you really want it to be.
Yeah.
And you're not hiding from your feelings and you're looking directly at them. All these things help to raise your vibration and make you a healthier person, happier person.
It makes you more self-aware as well. So within your daily life. So things that you might not be aware of about your own habits or yourself, makes you much more present, much more aware of those
things.
Helps
you become more enlightened.
Yeah.
It will help you to see things that maybe you didn't see before because of all the noise.
Yeah.
So.
And it says here as well that it also lengthens your attention span. Hmm. So that kind of makes sense, like, because
there's more observing going on. So
yeah.
When you're meditating, you are just observing the self, you're observing the thoughts, you're observing the room, you're observing whatever you're doing. And you are focusing purely on that thing. So naturally in life, the more you meditate, your mind is going to be more practiced at being able to quiet and able to observe in real life. So you're then taking your meditation practice and you're putting it into your real life. And even though you may not be doing the meditative, I'm just focusing on this thing, it's, you know, you're at work or whatever, but it will help you to remember and to be able to go back into that observer state where you're really just, you're not getting emotionally involved in every single little thing, so you can,
you're not reacting so much,
you're not being so reactive, so that you can make better choices for yourself and you can not be so upset and be so affected by your outside, you know.
Yeah, which is I think a lot of people's main struggle. With it's that's what pulls you away.
Very triggered, aren't
yeah,
we?
It's being triggered. It's the trauma that we've all grown up with and carried most of our lives. So it's like being aware of those triggers, and it will give you a lot more patience with others as well as yourself
to the problems that you're having, yeah, as well as others. It's really enlightening.
And like I would say that such a benefit is the patience, like having more patience for yourself, yeah, having more patience for others. For me, that's one of my biggest issues, is I'm not very patient. So
all in such a rush, and that's right, another side effect of living in this kind of society. So it is really important that we all are starting to take this time now that it's got to the point where we're all so stressed that, you know, people are like introducing meditation sessions at work and stuff, yeah, you know, because people really need, like, people are killing themselves, you know, whether they're committing suicide or they're just getting really ill through stress and they hate their lives, they hate their jobs, they hate, yeah, that they have to be a slave to the system. And it can really bring you back to yourself and let you know for you specifically what's important to you and how you're going to go forth. And do you want to be stressed and pissed off with everyone all the time, or do you want to see it from a different perspective?
And those
it really
feelings,
helps you see that you can do that.
Yeah. Because those feelings are rising in pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
With the consciousness shift that the planet is going through right now, you see every day more and more people just questioning their own lives, questioning their own careers, questioning the way things are run, the way things, yeah, are done.
And rightly so, because it's questionable.
Yeah.
For sure.
So again, just coming back to the self and really finding out at a soul level, why are you here? Like that question we all ask, like, why am I here? What am I doing in this crazy place?
Yeah, is it really no reason? Is it, yeah, really just coincidence?
Because
is it really just you've been put here with like against your will?
And it can
maybe
feel,
not. Let's go within and ask these questions.
Yeah, right? Because it does feel almost pointless sometimes when your day in, day out is, you know, it can vary from people to people, but it pretty much goes along the lines of I go to work, I come home, I pick the kids up, I feed the family, I go to bed, I wake up, I go to work, I, yeah, pick the kids up, I da da da. And even if you don't have that, even if you don't have the family ties and stuff, it still feels like that when you're a single person, because it's just as much as a struggle to be on your own as it is to support a family,
yeah,
because we all are fighting a system that doesn't work in our favor. So you work and you don't really get many rewards for that. You can even barely pay your rent. So it is time that we go within and we do start questioning, why am I here? Because it's definitely not for that, you
because
know?
I think another thing we should mention is meditation is used for connecting with our higher selves, like a part of us that knows more than we know right here, okay? What most people don't realize is that because we are taught otherwise, basically, that we look all on the outside, we look to the government, our parents, our teachers at school, whatever, for the answers, for what is right for us, for information. And what we're not taught is that you can go within and ask yourself, because for each person it's going to be slightly different. We're all in a singular perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And for what right is right for you will not be exactly what's right for someone else. And we are all taught to fit in cookie cutter molds. We're trained to be like this at school. But you can actually go within and get your own answers and start to learn your own internal language of feelings and emotions and what it is trying to tell you, because there's a message there for you and your higher self is desperately trying to connect with you so that you can have the best life here on earth as possible.
Yeah.
So just know that there's a lot of power into going within and knowing that you don't have to take what everyone else says as gospel, because there's a gospel inside you,
yeah,
that's trying to let you know. And you can really tune into that voice and really recognize and you'll just start to have a deeper knowing, and you'll recognize the feelings and the emotions and the true deep knowing that your higher self is trying to give you. And I think that's the main benefit of meditating.
Yeah.
Is to really connect with yourself and become a truer version.
And
that's what makes you happier and
calmer. It's so true. But that's reminded me of something that I think a lot of people, the reason why a lot of people are fearful and stay away from meditation is that they think, they might judge themselves for things they've done in their lives, and they feel like, oh God, if I go to that God part of myself, that higher self, that whatever you name it, universe, higher self, God, they're scared of the judgment. And it's just, be reassured, there is no judgment there.
Just remember, it's you. But as you are here now, that's who it is. Like, it's just our,
but with less judgment than maybe you have now.
Absolutely no judgment. You know, so here, the only judgment you have is your ego mind.
Exactly.
Because as soon as you die, as soon as you leave this body, you will have no ego mind. It won't exist. And you will think, oh, what was all that trouble about?
There won't be a polarity that you're experiencing now.
You don't judge it in that same way.
I need to be a good person. And if I do that, am I a bad person?
Yeah, there's no judgment to good or bad. And
when you go into meditation and you really feel that euphoric vibration, when you really get there, you realize that actually that the space of your higher self, and it's such a healing energy or frequency. There's no judgment. It's just love, and it's acceptance, and being able to tap into that vibration, that frequency of self, the true self, you know, then you are going to understand that you don't have anything to fear. You know, because I do think that can be something that holds us back. It held me back for years. I was so scared of facing myself, like as if there was something so scary about that and so
that's
painful.
Just your programming from growing up, and we all had that programming. So there is nothing to be scared of. There is no one above you.
Yeah, and no one below
and
you.
And there's no one that created you. You created yourself. So congratulations on that.
And you chose to be here, so it's probably such a good thing now that meditation is becoming so mainstream, and that we're all heading in the direction of tapping into our true purpose and why we came here and what we came here to do, because you chose to come here. You wanted to be here, believe it or not. As much as you might hate where you're at right now, not understand why the hell you would ever want to come here and experience this and go through this, but trust me, you did want to come here, and you came here for a purpose and for a reason. And when you're able to tap into that, that's when I think you can really start heading towards your own joy.
Yeah.
So it's a important thing that we all do in some way come back to self. And like, obviously meditation isn't the only way, and if you really don't resonate, there's other forms that we already discussed, like the walking through nature. But we didn't talk about yoga, because that's not something me and Kelly do. And if Steph was here, that's kind of what I wanted her to cover, was the yoga side of it. But we'll try our best.
That's definitely a meditation practice, isn't
it? Is, it's complete meditation, but it's in a physical meditation.
Really good. Like, I think
you use your body to
meditate.
I would love to as well. It's a practice that everybody I've seen who does it recommends.
It flexible and just feel better in my body.
Yeah,
the physical body.
It is great for the physical body, but what most people benefit from with yoga is reconnecting with self.
Yeah.
It's complete present moment with the body, being completely focused on yourself and your body. It's a complete meditative experience, and people that do it really love it, really recommend it. Steph, it's her favorite thing that she does. And you know, I don't know a lot about it, but I do know it's another form of meditation, and it has so many benefits, not just for the mind but for the physical body. Like Katie said, if you have, you know, we both suffer with back pain and joint pain sometimes, and so that is something maybe we should look into doing. And that is something you don't have to spend millions of pounds on doing, and the same with meditating. So that's the other side of things I wanted to cover, is you really don't have to pay for this, and it's yet so beneficial.
You just go on YouTube for anything now. You can find guided meditation. You can find music. You can find yoga.
Yep, I also use YouTube for guided meditation.
Fucking anything you'll find on there.
Yeah, even so if you don't have,
we have this at our fingertips now, and yeah, you can just start doing it. Whoever you are, how much money
you've
got.
There's millions of yoga videos, and that almost is, I would say,
for everyone.
Is the best way to start.
Nature is accessible for. And yeah, so you don't have to pay for it.
It's all free.
Anyone can do it.
So there's really no excuse other than, like, I don't know, holding yourself back, your own fears, and believing you have no time. That's another one we love to say and talk about, how we don't have time for this and we don't have time for that. We don't have time. This is all a matter of your belief. If you believe you have no time, then you will not have no time. You know, it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day. You have time. There's 5-10 minutes you're watching something, you're on your phone, that you can swap out for meditating. So that's another thing, not thinking you have time. 5 minutes a day, everybody has 5 minutes a day. Yeah. You know, even if you really believe you don't, what about that 5 minutes you walk to work? Do it in a meditative mind, you know, really be present on that little walk and using those times that you do have. If you have a dog, you know, then you've got that dog walk every day that you can be present and reconnect with yourself.
Yeah.
And I think we pretty much covered like all the sort of basics that we can about meditating. You know, it's free, you can do it anywhere, it's so beneficial for both physical and mental health. It's literally covers all of the basics. I would say it's probably the most important thing that you can do in your spiritual practice. So meditating comes into almost every part of your spiritual practice. I would say that even putting tarot cards or oracle cards is a meditative practice, because you're focused, you're tuned in, you're listening out for the message, what's coming in. And pretty much all spiritual practices include meditation of some kind, in my opinion. So it is something definitely worth your time, worth giving it a go. Me and Kelly were talking about, we was inspired by a challenge done by a YouTuber that I recently started following called Nathaniel Drew. I believe that is his name, and I'm really sorry if that's wrong, but even if you just searched on YouTube Nathaniel meditating for an hour a day, then the video will come up. And it's a brilliant video where he challenged himself to meditate 1 hour every day for 1 week. And then every day he spoke about how that meditation went. And then he put it all into one vlog and then summed it up at the end. And it really inspired me to want to challenge myself to something similar. I'm not sure I could start off with the hour a day, but I definitely want to do a challenge of maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, because when you get to that 20 minute, half an hour time of meditating, you really do break through something that you don't quite break through when you're doing the 5-10 minute meditation. You really sat with yourself long enough to sort of break through that chatter, break through to a different frequency. So I definitely see a benefit. And he recently uploaded another video saying results, something like the results of meditating for a year. So he kept up meditating, not an hour a day, but 15 minutes, 20 minutes most days for a year. And he's seen a massive change in his life, so much more present and aware of his timekeeping as well. So maybe that's something else, is being more aware of your timekeeping and how you are spending your time. So I think meditation, it can give you that time to really think about, like, what do I want to do with my time? What do I want to achieve? And also what we didn't mention was creative inspiration, it really creates space in the mind for you to receive more creative inspiration. When your mind is filled up with these same chattery thoughts just circling around and around and around, it doesn't leave a lot of room for you to be creatively inspired. So when you're able to clear away some of that negative talk and like really go into it and clear it for good, it's not going to keep coming up the next day. It will take practice, it will take a few times, but once you're able to clear that, then you are creating more space in the brain, in the mind, for creative ideas, creative inspiration. And then you can maybe get your life going more in a direction of your creation, not in a direction that you feel out, that is out of your control and out of your hands, which I think a lot of us these days, we feel a bit trapped, we feel a bit out of control, that things aren't going how we want them to and when we want them to. Because the more you are focused on how out of control things are, it's actually the little devil that keeps you stuck in that position, because you're adding more thoughts of that position and instead of clearing the space for the solution, you know. So you can get stuck, you can trap yourself by feeling trapped, and you can continue to bind yourself more. And that was something this year I really came to my awareness that I was doing that, you know. And this year is probably my one of my least creative years, or the last 2-3 years. Me and my sister, we did open a business that was very
that we created
and the creating of it was fun, but it became monotonous, it became really time consuming and exhausting, to the point where we both weren't able to enjoy or even be creative if we wanted to. And this is what's brought us to this point of awakening, where we've become so aware of the shift going on within us, within the planet, and we've realized what's actually more important. You do realize at this point that inner peace and going toward things that you actually love and enjoy and spending your time doing things that you love and enjoy is much more important than things that you think. For example, we had that classic mindset of doing something we don't enjoy so that we could make money to get to the place of having money to do the things we enjoy, which is kind of ridiculous, because you're wasting this time where you're young and can enjoy life doing something that you don't enjoy, and in the hope that this could afford you time off to do what you do enjoy. But no, you can do what you enjoy, and it, the more you connect with the self, the more that you don't care that's what you're doing. You know, whereas the less you connect with yourself, the more you're taking in the outside influences, the less you actually do what is right for you and go towards your dreams, because you're
letting yourself so run distracted. By the ego.
Exactly. And you're thinking, oh, well, I've got to do this because, you know, everyone's going to be really impressed with me if I can make this business a success, even though it's making me absolutely miserable and destroying my health. You know, you literally do start to put outside things ahead of your own self-worth. And when you actually confront that truth, the shift begins. It is a slow process, but it's definitely worth taking those steps towards being more in alignment with yourself. So, yeah, I think we've pretty much covered this topic as well as we can. And we'd be really interested to see if you guys have had any experiences with meditation you feel like we didn't touch on and you'd want to share. Definitely head over to our Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. I will
just add that because we did an episode on crystals, that you can do quite a good meditation just with a crystal or holding a crystal to use that energy as well to guide your meditation. Can be quite useful for some people if you like working with crystals.
Yeah,
they kind of go hand in hand with that sort of thing,
and they also have an energy, don't they?
Tarot cards as well.
Yeah, I was going to say tarot and oracle. A lot of people will pick their card of the day and then they'll do a meditation focused on that card and on the image. So you can do an open eye meditation where you're looking at the image
taking on that energy, whatever it is.
Kinds
of cards and crystals that you can.
Exactly. And then you can really, like Kelly said, take on the energy, embrace that energy. Yeah. Especially crystals, I feel, are really good for shifting the energy.
And also the tarot cards, like maybe it could bring something to your, if you're sort of new to this, bring something to your attention that you're sort of not seeing, you know.
Yeah, they definitely do that. Yeah. They definitely
so they can be helpful.
Help you face whatever you're trying to not see or face.
That you're literally not seeing.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So
you can use tools like this, or you can just literally sit in a park or in the woods, you know.
And there's even so if you can't quiet the mind, it's
in your daily life as a practice.
Yeah. Even just doing a thoughtful, like if you're just going to throw some cards down and be in that energy of receiving a message, like that alone,
it's opening you up.
It is. It definitely is shifting something in you.
It's going to help you get clearer messages. So keep pushing and know that you can connect with yourself, and what you feel is real and valid, and it means something to you. Otherwise you wouldn't have thought about it.
Yeah.
So,
and remembering that we are truly magical beings who can create whatever we wish to create.
Human doings, we are human beings.
Exactly. So be. And have a great day. So I hope now maybe you'd be inspired to go take that 5-10 minute meditation.
I know I am.
Yeah, same here. So definitely check out the resources that we've given you and give it a go, and hopefully it will benefit you as it's starting to us.
Yeah, and we'll keep going with our practice, and maybe we'll have some even better hints and tips. We'll come back on this subject maybe in the future.
Maybe after we've mastered it a little bit more ourselves, we'll be able to talk about our personal experiences, because I alone have a few that I would love to talk about.
And good to get into.
It's good to inspire your own imagination and your own experiences yourself. Like when you hear other people's experiences in meditating, then
And we can maybe share a few of our favorite guided and like maybe
resources,
music. Yeah, resources. We'll do that. So,
but that is another
in the future. We'll get back on that.
That is another thing I will quickly say, is that when you do a meditate, if you go to a meditation group or you go to like your local spiritualist church, the sessions will always start out with a meditation, and a meditation group is obviously it's all about meditating. And what you'll do is you'll all sit together, normally music playing in the background. They'll say a little guided paragraph, and then we'll go into the meditation, and then when we've all finished and we come out of the meditation, we'll go around the circle and talk about our experiences that we had during that meditation. So that is something that definitely inspired
nice
me
in groups for that.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see how varied people's meditations are and what all sorts of crazy directions they can take. They're as interesting as dreams. Yeah, it's very fascinating. So we'll definitely do that episode in the future, and that will also give us motivation to keep up our own meditating, which, you know, everyone can do with a bit of motivation. So I hope that you have a great meditation today. Namaste. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Take care. Bye.